My story is about a young black man in a church in College Hill, a Presbyterian church that had good people with good heart, and they believed in God. This story is going to really amaze you, because you would never thought that you would raise a boy that looked like me, with a beard and bald head, and my high school coach said I talk like a frog horn. I was a quarterback and they couldn't understand what I was saying. Across the street or around the world, the mission is still the same. Ain't that right, Brian Madison? You ready for this? The mission, Brian, is still the same, brother. Matthew 25:35 says, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat, Brian. When I was thirsty, me and my friends, you and Miss Madison, y'all gave us water. When I was a stranger, College Hill Presbyterian Church, you invited me in. It was in the early 70s that me and my friends, we had moved to College Hill from the West End. And a lot of my friends had moved from Cumminsville, Winton Terrace, Lincoln Heights, to College Hill, because during the 60s, the late 60s, was the riots, was when Dr. King was killed and the Kennedys were killed. And so our families wanted to put us in a safe place, so we moved to College Hill. When we moved to College Hill, we noticed that it was something different in College Hill than the West End. I noticed that I was black, and everybody in my class at College Hill School was white. I noticed that I was black, and everybody on my street was white. But it was a special place. As I walked down Grosbeck Road, they didn't have sidewalks back then. And as I walked down, me and my friends walked down Grosbeck Road, and we came through this church parking lot, we felt that it was a very special place. We seen all these white folks, and they was always happy, shaking hands and hugging, you know, and smiling. I'm like, man, them some happy people. And we would walk through, and we would notice them, and they would wave at us, and we'd look, you know, like, man, what are they waving at? We wasn't used to that. And so we would sit across the lot here, if you would look at the Hill Rise apartment building. Me and my friends, back then it was an apartment building. It was all woods. And so on Tuesday nights, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday nights, me and my friends, we would sit in the woods there. And these kids from this church, this College Hill Presbyterian Church, their youth would be outside playing. And we noticed this guy, he looked like Jesus. He had a big old beard, you know, long beard, and, you know, he was always smiling. And my friend looked at me one day, he said, man, you think that's Jesus? I said, no, man, I don't think that's Jesus. His name was Gary Sweeten. And we hid in the woods, and you know, we look and we've seen them playing, and they would have hula hoops and jump ropes and be playing hopscotch and, you know, just having the greatest time, these kids. And me, and it was nine of us. We in the woods, we had mosquitoes biting us, and we just looking at these kids having fun. And so we noticed that at the end of every session that they had, they would bring popsicles and fudgesicles and ice cream sandwiches, and they would be eating and, man, and just having fun, and we sitting in these woods. And I said, man, you know what? I told the guys, I said, I bet you they got something left. So one of my friends would always go in, and it's the library in the front here, the Fellowship Hall, and he would unlock one of them windows. And when they would leave, we'd come in through the windows, man, and we'd get us the rest of the fudgesicles and, you know, ice cream, man, and you know, we sitting in Fellowship Hall, and man, I said, this is pretty cool, man. And so, to make a long story short, one day, we came through the windows, and I said, man, look at that big birthday cake. Man, they said, there ain't no birthday cake. That's a wedding cake. I said, man, they probably left it for us, because I know they got to know we taking this ice cream. My friend said, it probably did. I said, but we better not eat all of it, though. So we started to cut the cake, and, you know, everybody had their plates, and we got our ice cream, and we looked in, and they had some punch in there, and we drunk some punch, but we left some cake because we knew that somebody was going to be getting married the next day. So we better leave them something, or they're going to be pretty mad at us. You know, one thing about Presbyterians that I wanted to tell you, you know, I always joke. I said, you know, I'm half Presbyterian, really. And I said, they don't ever get mad at you, man. Do you know that we broke in to the church, stole the ice cream, stole the lady's cake, and then years later, they would give me the key and the code to the security so that I could come in. I said, man, I can't believe they just let me. I don't have to climb through the window no more. I just can push the car through the code. And I got a key. They let me use their van and everything. I'm saying, man, these Presbyterians are some pretty good people. But let me share with you. The very next week, we were sitting out in the woods, peeking over at the kids. And Gary Sweeten, I forget who he was talking to, but they were standing there, and they was talking, and we was looking at Gary. And then it looked like he was looking at us, so we ducked down. I said, look out, man, I think he's looking at us. And all of a sudden, Gary made the greatest decision in the history of this church's outreach ministry. He took and waved. He said, come on over. We hit it. He said, are you talking to us? Come on over. And we came over and we played hopscotch and we played jump rope and we ran, you know, relay races, and we had the greatest time. This was in the 70s. Let me tell you, in this story I'm telling you, and I entitled this, then some heroes came along. Let me share who these heroes were. Brian Madison. Then Tom Skinner came. We had what we called the Backdoor Coffee House after that. And this church had a little building out here on the front of Hamilton Avenue. And they opened it up to the young men and women like me in the community that we could come up and play. And Brian's vision was so great, and he was just such a nice man. We made crosses and for the back of books, we made these little pockets, and he would pay us. We got paid to do that. We had pool tables and ping pong tables, and we went on trips. Man, we had a great time. Gary Sweeten, Ron Rand, Jerry Kerr, Dick Towner. Dick used to get mad at us, boy. Man, Dick used to be mad at us, man. I remember when we were in the back door, and he had the fire extinguisher up, and we decided to have a fire extinguisher fight, and we turned everything yellow in there. Boy, Dick was hot, man. I said, I wonder what he mad about. But what I wanted to tell you is that this church took a young man, and we thought it was other people. Brian invested in a guy named Gary Washington. We called him J5. Gary was over to Madison's house all the time. He was Brian's guy. We were sometimes a little jealous. I was a little younger than him. We were sometimes jealous. And we thought Gary was the one. But all along, the one that God was investing in, that this church was investing in, was sitting on the other side of the woods looking at Gary Sweeten. And Gary Sweeten was looking at him. Now, in the 80s, I entitled it My Turn. It was my turn to take over and to do ministry. Reverend Strayhorn, it came to College Hill in 1974. I was 14 years old. My father had left home. My mother tried to commit suicide. She cut her wrist, tried to kill herself. And somebody referred our family, I don't know if it was Brian or whoever, referred our family to this new program called Christ Community that the churches had started. And so I got involved with Christ Community. Reverend was letting me stack the canned goods up on the shelf. Later, I became an assistant administrator. And then a guy by the name of Jeff Young, who was another Presbyterian, who's a legend in this community, would come along. And Jeff would come along sharing the truth, how much Jesus loved us and wanted to be a part of our life. And that if we accepted Christ in our life, that things were going to change for us. Let me tell you, I never expected to go to college. I was the first one in my family to go to college. Had a dyslexic problem. Well, I look at my words and they're always backwards. When I was a kid, all the teachers would say, he's dumb. They didn't know nothing. Because I would go on and graduate from college. Many of my friends would go on to graduate from college that was involved in this Young Life program. And then later on, I would become the director of Inner City Ministries for Young Life in Cincinnati. We would work with over 10,000 kids in a 20-year period. Kids accepting Christ in their life because of the seed that this College Hill Presbyterian Church planted. Because Gary Sweeten waved to some kids that were peeking across the lot. Because of forgiveness and the love that these Presbyterians have for this community. That lives have been won and saved. And relationships have been built with our Savior Jesus Christ. Remember I said they gave me the key and the code to the church? I would bring 300 kids every Thursday down in the basement of this church. And we would sing songs and do skits and have some snacks. We didn't have to steal them. They was waiting on us. In our K-Hop program, we had 100 kids from 1 through grade 6. In the day camp, over 150 kids. In our basketball ministry, 70 young men that you would see sitting out on this street corner, always up at Aiken playing basketball and hearing the good news about our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Campaigners ministries, that means kids accept Christ in their life, the little Bible study that we would have, over 100 kids in this community. The crime rate in College Hill was almost zero. Because of the investment that you made. It was easy for Gary to turn us away and to act like he didn't see us. It would have been easy for you not to let me use your van in your church. All you had to do is say, we booked. But with over 10,000 lives been saved, let me tell you, in closing, about a successful ministry. Teachers, principals, deans, preachers, police officers, 6 NFL players came through your ministry. 2 Super Bowl rings, thousands of college grads, and over 10,000 Christians, because these people that believed in God was willing to say, come on over, come on in. We know you're bad. We know you've been stealing. We know you've been acting a fool, but we still love you. And I want to challenge you. As I close, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to remember, I got all these cards. I want to challenge you to remember that when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road that you travel seems all uphill, when your hopes are low, Drew, and your goals are high, brother minister, you want to smile, but you have to sigh. College Hill Presbyterian, when doubt is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you ever quit. I want you to remember, Brian, that life is funny, it's weird, it's strange with its twists and turns, as each one of us Christians must sometime learn. But many a great churches have been turned about when they might have won had they stuck it out. So I want you to stick to this fight. Stick to it with your hardest hit. Because it's when things seem worse that we must not quit. I want to say God bless you and thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for saving me. And I'm almost in tears. And thanks for saving my friends. God bless you.
Stay up here.